USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Unvaccinated people continue to fill hospitals around the country as the number of COVID cases rises. Recent numbers suggest more people are getting vaccinated, though. That's encouraging to those like CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who has been pushing vaccines since taking office 6 months ago. Walensky yesterday telling Fox News, you can trust the vaccine.
We have vaccinated 164 million Americans. So we have an extraordinary amount of data since December as we started getting vaccinating people. And we've been able to find very, very rare signals when they've occurred. And so I have extraordinary confidence in the safety of these vaccines.
Japan, meanwhile, extending a state of emergency as COVID cases rise during the Olympics. Time runs out to extend a federally eviction moratorium. Efforts to extend it failing yesterday as House Democrats can't get enough support. The moratorium expires at midnight while the House begins a six-week recess. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Before recessing yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi swears in a new lawmaker, Texas Republican Jake Elzey taking the oath of office after winning a runoff election this week. Elzey on CBS News discussing his legislative priorities.
So as a congressman now from Texas, securing the southern border, which is a national security issue and a humanitarian issue, but I'm also a fiscal hawk. And I'd like to see us stop spending money that we don't have.
The 51-year-old Elzey defeats the widow of Ron Wright, who held the seat until his death in February. Wright's widow was also endorsed by former President Trump. While Trump didn't endorse him, Elzey says the two had a good phone call after Tuesday's election. Another phone call President Trump made is under scrutiny. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney releasing notes yesterday from a call Trump had with Justice Department officials in December. According to the handwritten notes taken by a DOJ official, Trump told former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. Maloney says the notes show Trump directly instructed our nation's top law enforcement agency to take steps to overturn a free and fair election. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Top Democrat blocking a bipartisan effort to get to the bottom of how COVID started. Here's Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not a fan of holding hearings to discuss the origins of COVID-19, and Republican Congressman from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, disagrees with the Speaker.
But right now, Nancy Pelosi is playing hide and seek. She doesn't want to get down and figure out what's really going on and what happened. This is a massive, massive pandemic that is affecting everybody around the world, and we're just letting China literally run away with it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. House Republicans have pushed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to hold hearings to investigate the Wuhan lab, but she calls this practice a distraction. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden has a big Zoom meeting to discuss the serious wildfires in the West. Wendy King has details.
Six Western governors met with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris virtually about the ongoing wildfires. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee said this season's wildfires are shaping up to be one of the worst in his state's history.
We've had 1,000 fires. It's burned four times more at this time of year than normal. We've had 2.5 times more acreage burned in the last decade than the previous.
Inslee is pushing for a focus on climate change as a solution to combat the devastating wildfires in the western states. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.